This is Ed Serwin from Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending March 7th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 248.48, and that was 90 cents higher. There were 615 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, and it was about 9% of the total volume. However, it had been higher earlier in the week, and it started to slip later in the week on Friday. The comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, it was at 245.12, which was $2.49 higher. There were 6,761 total loads sold, which was 889 loads higher than the previous week. The formula sales, they were at 3,449 loads, which was about 131 loads higher than last week, and about 51% of the total loads sold. The most recent outfront sales, they were at 1,428 loads, which was a whopping 775 loads higher than last week. And when you look at the total increase of 889 loads and compare that to the 775 loads that the outfront sales increased, you can understand just how big a part of the total picture that those outfront sales took. Several of the biggest outfront sales were chuck products, which were priced at $11 to $24 below the formula sales, and top rounds that were priced at $18 below the formula sales. Quite a few loads, in fact, of select top butts that were $7 below the formula sales, so there was quite a bit of product that was sold ahead at lower money. However, there was also some choice tenderloins that were $18 above the formula prices. Now taking a look at the export sales, as reported in this weekly box beef report, they were at 807 loads, which was 204 loads higher than the previous week. 135 of those export loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 672 loads were shipped overseas. Taking a look at the primal cuts, the choice chuck and round primals were steady to $1 higher, but the middle meats, which are the loins and ribs, were $6 to $8 higher and starting to increase in price as we get closer to that grilling season. The cow cutout was $1.33 higher, and those 90% trimmings were $2.58 higher last Friday. The latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the United States for February 28th showed that week we imported 20,141 metric tons of fresh beef, which was up about 1,600 metric tons from the previous week. And that equates to 44 million pounds of imported beef for that 1 week. Year to date for the first 9 weeks of this year, we are running 56% higher fresh beef imports than last year, and Australia is up 113%, providing the biggest individual chunk of the imports, and New Zealand is up 38% as the second largest country, and Canada is following very closely behind as the third largest country. Taking a look at the finished cattle trade, those live prices were mostly $2 to $4 higher, but there was a few that were steady to $2 higher. The dress prices were mostly $3 to $4 higher at $2.57 to $2.58, with a few up to $2.59. The 5-area weighted average live price for steers was $161.07, with 19,771 head sold for the week. And that compared to $158.44 the previous week, so it jumped quite a bit there. The average live weight from the Texas Panhandle was 1 pound lower at 1,288 pounds, but that was still 38 pounds higher than last year, which was 1,250. The latest average national steer carcass weight for a week ending February 21st was 1 pound lower at 880 pounds. However, that is still above the previous year, which was 866 last year, and the 5-year average was 850. A very interesting thing is that the national heifer carcass weight jumped 6 pounds during the same week that steer carcass weight dropped a little lower. And the choice select spread ended the week at $4.09, which would be roughly $2 higher compared to the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.